Thoroughly Modern Marriage Course on this moment of Indiana history. American colleges in the 1930s saw a surge of so-called marriage courses, largely moralistic exercises offering basic and often abstract information about the human body and human sexuality. In 1938, due to student demand, Indiana University began offering a course of its own, led by zoology professor Alfred Kinsey. A decade before the publication of his first report, Kinsey was still engaged in his intensive study of the gall wasp in search of a comprehensive theory of evolution. He brought this scientific approach to the marriage course, tapping colleagues in biology, zoology, psychology, sociology, and law to complement his own expertise. By the second lecture, it was clear that Kinsey would not tolerate the vague moral teachings found at other colleges. His lecture, titled Reproductive Anatomy and Physiology, offered diagrams of male and female anatomy and a detailed discussion of the available varieties of birth control. Kinsey required that his students be married, engaged, or have senior class standing, and that each prospective student meet with him individually before being accepted into the class. 98 students enrolled the first semester, during which Kinsey began to take personal histories from his students, a process that became central to his methodology and launched the zoologist in the direction of his life's work. IU's marriage course became increasingly popular, despite objections from some local religious leaders and faculty members. Faced with an ultimatum from university administrators, Kinsey resigned as the course's lead instructor in 1940. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.